NRSC slams Sherry Beasley for law firm's ties to Massage Envy sexual abuse case. By Katherine Hamilton on September 16, 2022. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, released a video this week slamming Democrat Sherry Beasley for her former law firm's work for Massage Envy in a case involving alleged sexual abuse of clients by therapists. The web video accuses the North Carolina U.S. Senate candidate of defending Massage Envy while working at McGuire Woods. The NRSC provided legal documents, which show Beasley listed as counsel for the chain in appeal on a case dated March 5, 2021. She withdrew as counsel in August of the same year, which is a few months after she announced her U.S. Senate campaign. According to the Washington Examiner, the work is disclosed on her financial disclosure report, listing Massage Envy franchising as a McGuire Woods client, saying the work was to assist on an appeal of a procedural ruling. The NRSC noted that more than 100 plaintiffs nationally have filed lawsuits against Massage Envy saying they were sexually abused in their massage parlors. NRSC spokesman T.W. Arigi said, "The more you dig into Sherry Beasley's past as a judge and a lawyer, the more and more concerning it becomes." Massage Envy stood accused of awful instances of sexual assault and Sherry Beasley still took them on as a client. North Carolinians have no patience for politicians who say one thing but do another, especially when it comes to protecting victims, Arigi continued. Sherry Beasley's campaign did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. The NRSC previously launched a $1 million advertising campaign against Beasley ahead of the May 17 primaries and accused her of having a dangerous record of letting violent criminals off the hook. Former North Carolina Supreme Court Chief Justice Beasley and Representative Ted Budd, RNC, are running an extremely close race to fill retiring Senator Richard Burr's, RNC, although a left-leaning pollster recently showed Budd ahead by 3 points. The candidates will face off in their first debate on October 7.